Welcome to our next exploration as we become more familiar with the music of the 19th century, usually referred to as the Romantic period. I'm Brian. Romantic music is characterized by emotional expression, individualism, and a heightened emphasis on imagination and creativity. Some of the key features are emotional expression, expressive melodies designed to tug at the heartstrings, much expanded harmonies, interesting and unconventional chord progressions, orchestration, lush and expressive soundscapes, programmatic and narrative stories, nationalism, individualism, and big expansion of the form of the music into much larger sizes as concertos and operas and symphonies became more expansive and ambitious. Also included in the music of the Romantic period is a continuation and expansion of the classical tradition. Opera, Lieder, symphony, chamber music all became very prominent in this period of time. Nationalism, using the national themes of the various countries, program music telling stories, and operetta and musical theatre are all features of the 19th century. What I've mentioned are just a few of the main genres of music that were prominent during the 19th century. This period was marked by a considerable diversity and innovation, with composers exploring a wide range of forms and styles. Clearly, this is far too much to do justice to in 1 hour. So in this program, I would like to start with Lieder, or art songs, using poetry of the Romantic poets. I have a particular love for the Lieder of this time. They are so incredibly moving. These are usually for voice with just piano accompaniment. It actually beggars belief to call these piano parts accompaniment, because they are as much part of the action as the voice is. For example, here's Schubert's famous Erlkönig, set to the poetry of Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. It is a frantic dash. The father rides furiously to his farmstead, keeping his son warm and safe, to prevent the Erlkönig from stealing the child in death. Listen to how the music portrays the anxiety of the father, the fear of the child, and the seductive voice of the Erl King, and at the end, death itself.
Erlenkönig mir leise verspricht. Sei
Other composers of Lieder include Schumann, Brahms, Hugo Wolf, Richard Strauss, Carl Loew, and Felix Mendelssohn. Let's listen to Mendelssohn's On Wings of Song as a complete contrast to the Erlkönig. Notice the seductively heart-stirring melody on the love poem by Heinrich Heine.
Oh,
Brahms also wrote many songs, and in his music we frequently find the alto voice is predominant, whether we're talking literally about a voice or an alto instrument. Listen to this song, Gestillte Sehnsucht, for the alto voice, the viola and piano, a personal favorite of mine. This song is also on a text of Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. The poem reflects the themes of love, nature and longing, which are common themes in romantic poetry.
Thank you.
I would strongly recommend to you the other song of this pair of Opus 91, Geistliches Wiegenlied, on a text by Emmanuel Geibel, expressing the tender love of Mary for her sleeping child Jesus. It's a lullaby. One of Hugo Wolf's most famous lieder is Er ist's, It is Spring, based on a poem by Eduard Morike. Wolf's setting of this poem captures the delicate beauty and anticipation of spring, with graceful melodies and lush harmonies. Er ist's is a prime example of Wolf's skill in bringing poetry to life through music. I follow that with another song by the same poet, Der Genesene Under Hoffnung. The poem expresses gratitude towards nature for its ability to inspire love for life's important aspects, appreciation for the present moment and hope for the future. It reflects on the joy and renewal that come with the return of spring, symbolized by the sky's laughter and the regreening of the groves. Der Genesene Under Hoffnung celebrates the healing power of nature and the resilience of the human spirit.
Frühling ist ein blaues Band, wieder flattern durch die Lüfte, süße, wohlbekannte Lüfte, streife raus vor das Land. Feindliche träumen schon, wollen bald kommen, vernommen, ja, du bist. Thank you.
lass ich dir ins ewig neu mondenhelle Angesicht einmal schau, recht von Herzen wie ein Kind und sonderbar. Ach,
Richard Strauss also composed a significant number of Lieder. Here is his first, called Dedication, on a text by Hermann von Gilm, and also a later one entitled Wiegenlied or Lullaby, on a text of Richard Diemel.
Thank you.
The song Im Stürme by Carl Lowe tells a mysterious and atmospheric story of a wanderer who is seeking shelter in a knight's house during a storm. The encounter with the inhabitants of the house is filled with tension and unease, creating a sense of foreboding.
Bangt dir mein das Meer und der Himmel ist dunkel, siehst du den Leuchtturm sein magisch Gefunkel, bangt mir mein Lieb. Ich bin ja bei dir, ich bin ja
One of the features of Romantic Lieder is the song cycle. A song cycle is a collection of individual songs that are unified by a common theme, performed together as a set, creating a cohesive musical and emotional journey for the listener. Some examples of famous song cycles include by Schubert, Die Schöne Müllerin and Winterreise, by Schumann, Dichterliebe and Frauenliebe und Leben. This Schumann Frauenliebe und Leben, A Woman's Love and Life, is the first song cycle that really captured my attention and nurtured my love of Lieder and the song cycle. In just the 8 songs of Frauenliebe und Leben, Schumann and Adalbert von Chamisso explore the joys and sorrows of love, marriage, and motherhood from a woman's perspective. The cycle offers a poignant and intimate portrayal of the complexities of romantic and familial relationships. This cycle captures the emotions, experiences, and inner thoughts of a woman as she navigates the journey of falling in love, getting married, becoming a mother, and ultimately facing widowhood. The first 5 songs lead from the first meeting to the wedding. The next 2 concern her becoming a mother, and the final, which completes the cycle by repeating the opening as a piano solo, speaks of the pain of becoming a widow.
Thank you. Lass mich Lass mich in Demut, lass mich verreiben, im Herzen. Oh!
I can never fail to be moved by the leader of the Romantic period, a truly stunning genre in a truly remarkable period. Please don't forget that you can listen to this program again if you missed something or want to hear the songs again by listening to the podcast right here on Gay SA Radio. Included with the podcast are full details of the music played and the performers. I take my leave from you today with another song by Schumann, Widmung or Dedication, a deeply moving and heartfelt expression of love in music.
Du meine Seele, du mein Herz, du meine Form, du mein Schmerz, du meine Welt, in der ich lebe, mein Himmel, du darein ich schwebe. Das hin hab ich ewig meinen Kummer gehabt. Du bist die Ruh, du bist der Frieden, du bist vom beschieden. Dass du mich liebst, macht mich mir wert. Dein Blick hat mich vor mir verklärt. Du hebst mich liebend über mich. Mein guter Geist, mein besseres Ich. Du meine Seele, du mein Herz, du meine Form, du mein Schmerz, du meine Welt, in der ich lebe, mein Himmel, du darein ich schwebe, mein guter Geist, mein Bett.